Nicely with Martin Besser.
You know, I was just thinking this weekend, it honestly takes longer and it's much more difficult to cancel a subscription in life than a mayor. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah.
It truly takes you longer. If you had to phone a supplier and say, I want to unsubscribe. Have you ever tried that in your life?
Yeah.
It takes a long time. Yeah. However, a mayor in this country.
Next one.
We've seen it in Johannesburg and it's just happened in Pretoria again. Sylvia Brink, thank you for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Martin. Lekker om hier te wees.
Doesn't it just happen too easily? I mean, because, and maybe we don't know enough. Because it just seems like I wasn't following any problems and gripes tabled by anybody.
Yeah.
Did that happen behind the scenes? I mean, did Omen Mashaba and them, did they say, we've got a problem with this and we've got a problem with that and we want you out because of that?
Yeah, to run a Gauteng Metro, it's not going to be like this. You know, there's some serious work and you've got an influx of population, people coming to cities and hope for a better life. And what they often find is that they can't find the jobs and the opportunities that they want. And then you get informal settlements and people living in backyard. So there's such major challenges, and you're absolutely right. A revolving door of mayors where the voters have got absolutely no say is a serious issue. So if you want to get rid of a mayor, do so at an election. We're having one in 2026. There's some serious work to be done between now and then. So you're absolutely right. No disputes between us or Action SA. There were disputes. We had cleared those disputes. And I think what happened here is because of the 2024 general election result, you know, the one for the provinces and the country. Nothing to do with the city of Tshwane, nothing to do with residents. And Action SA and Mr. Herman Mashaba want to reposition themselves. And the residents of the city are left to pay the price.
Were there people who voted against you that surprised you?
Not really, because the folks that said that they were going to vote against me, including our coalition partners, Action SA, did so.
Okay.
What did surprise me was the IFP, who had stood with us the whole time, who abstained from voting. And I think that's the issue of, you know, sort of keeping your options open. And that's pretty bad, because you expect folks to fight side by side with you until the very end.
I watched a lot of the videos online and on social media. People really are incredibly emotional about it and looked very angry with you. So I've got to ask you the question, what do you think you did to make them that angry? It's not normal. People were banging on your desk, shouting in your face, dancing in your face. It seemed like, and that kind of victory took me by surprise. I didn't understand what was happening. What did you do? What do you think you did to make them that angry with you?
Martin, that is the theatrics of politics. People see that, those videos, and they think, oh my goodness, this is terrible. But that's almost every council meeting. I had a council meeting where one of my colleagues had the shirt ripped off his back. And it's just the theatrics of it. And I know many people see this and they're very disappointed. They think, are these the people that we elected to represent us? There was also a clip of employees, supposed employees, you know, like jeering me and doing all sorts of stupid things. But it's important to note that that is not a representation of the council as a whole. That's certainly not a representation of employees. Those are a few rent-a-crowd folks. And unfortunately, we haven't reached the maturity in politics yet where we can have a decent debate without shouting and throwing stuff at each other.
I think South Africans may also have been misled a little bit by the government of national unity. I kind of joked about it. The word unity may have misguided us there for a second.
Did heavy lifting.
Yeah. So especially if you listen now to what people have to say, like a Panyasa Lesufi, which I seem to recall got the premiership because of the DA vote.
Exactly.
Also taking me by surprise. Now, also led me to think, what happened from then till now?
So there is this great sense of optimism of the government of national unity, and rightly so, because we have to be optimistic about something. I mean, the key is, can we get the economy growing? That's the only objective of the GNU. Unless we get the economy growing, get people back into jobs and businesses, we are going to fail as a country. And I think that many folks thought maybe we can do something in the cities because the cities are so important to the economy.
Sure.
You won't have growth if your metros are falling apart, if they're bankrupt, if there's political instability. And this is a disappointment. This is against the spirit of the GNU, I think. And those folks making that decision will have to consider the future very carefully.
I think what makes it miserable for me is the fact that how can you expect us to trust you if you can't trust each other?
Yeah.
That is the miserable reality that just set in.
It's also just so disempowering for voters because this is not what we voted for.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Unfortunately, the numbers dictated that we vote for the party that we vote for to run our metros. And now the changes happen with no consultation. Mm-hmm. We've decided on your behalf, the voters,
thank
are we
you.
Going to change course? It's so disempowering.
Well, because the question left in all of our minds, I think, is what can we do?
Yep.
The answer really at this stage is nothing.
Not much.
We were asked to vote. We did that. Mm-hmm. Oh, a lot of people did, not everyone. Now what now? What no? What how can we make how we feel about any of this? And I'm going back to not just you. I'm going back to Joburg.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Joburg has seen how many mayors now in such a short space of time. And we said that the first time that there was instability in Johannesburg, in our defense, we said that.
Yeah.
We said that on the show, and we heard a lot of our listeners and people saying as well, this is not what we voted for.
No.
This is not what you said is going to happen. Now, what can we do?
Yeah.
It seems like we can do nothing.
Martin, I would say stay informed. Okay. That is the best thing you can do. What I find so incredibly outrageous about this is it's one thing to take down a government. Because remember, it's not just about me.
Yeah.
It's about the folks on the mayoral committee. It's about all of those independent, non-political people that we bought into Tshwane to fix the city, to change the culture. And you bring that down and you don't have a bloody clue about what you're going to put in its place. That is what makes it so outrageous. There is no alternative mayoral candidate. There is no plan for the future. It's a throwing of the dice, and we say, let's see what happens. In the meantime, there are serious issues to deal with. Shutdown at Mapleton leads to taps running dry in the city. What does that require? Proactive leadership to see how do we manage the situation. Many more things can happen in this interim where there's nobody at the steering wheel. But Martin, please, I want folks not to lose optimism for the future. Don't say I'm opting out of the system, because once you do that, you forfeit the chance to punish those that are creating the chaos. Mm. Stay involved, stay informed, and in 2026, come up in numbers to give a party a strong mandate so we have less of the chaos.
Yeah. Well, listen, you are also a politician and you say you've done a lot of things right, but I've got to ask you what you've done right. So we'll get to facts and figures and examples next.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I told you, get to vote, you vote, things happen, people put into places, and then when you just wake up again, there are changes that you had nothing to do with it. And I think that makes you feel powerless.
Yeah, very
makes
disempowered.
You feel very, very angry, especially for the changes upon changes. You've only been mayor. You were mayor for, was it 18 months?
18 months, yes.
18 months. It also feels like it's been much longer. So it's also unfair for people to throw too much your way. Because I see now a lot of things going online about this and that and stuff, which really does kind of precede you. You picked up a lot of challenges, as any mayor or any person coming into power would. You've got to deal with what happened before you.
Absolutely.
But there is a sense, and I will say this not just because you're sitting there. There is a sense, though, that you took a lot of things personally.
Yeah.
You took a lot of things personally, and you wanted to make a lot of change. And from what I'm seeing in the comment section is, especially from people in Hammanskraal, for instance, I know that was a big thing for you, the water situation there.
Yes.
Did you make a change there?
Absolutely. I think, you know, 18 months ago, we had a coalition that was fighting about local things. We had an adverse audit opinion. Our finances were in a terrible state. And gradually, we were able to address all of that stuff improve the financial sustainability, improve the audit outcome. We devised the first credible solution to the Hammanskraal water crisis in cooperation with national government. And now the folks of Hammanskraal have got the prospect in the next few months of getting clean water in their taps. So 18 months is not a great deal of time to turn around an institution, but I think we've put in place the building blocks.
Which cages did you rattle?
Edwin Sodi, for one, because you'd recall that the contract for the upgrade of Rooiwaal wastewater treatment plant was given to a consortium that has an association with Sodi. There was a forensic investigation. We acted on that forensic investigation. Five officials suspended in labor court to have them fired. And in the process of blacklisting those Sodi associated companies. Of course, Martin, if you want to change an institution, you are going to upset a lot of people, including folks who want salary increases, but you can't pay them because, you know, you've got to fix the finance of the city. So when you change something, when you step into an institution and you want to change the culture from a dysfunctional one to one that is performance driven, you will upset people.
Mm.
I can tell you that I think there's a lot of people who are happy to see the back of me.
In reality, what does it look like? Would the 450 million rand spent on water tanks annually, is that where that comes in?
Well, I think that's certainly part of it, because if we fix Hammanskraal water, and we're doing this, I must say, in partnership with national government, I can't take full credit for it. If it wasn't for Senzo Mtunu and Mkhali's water stepping in and taking our hands, we wouldn't be at a point where we can get clean water in people's taps and then gradually eliminate those water tankers. But it is a lot of money that we're going to save.
450 million.
What are you talking about? What is this 450 million?
It's the total money the city spends on the supply of water tankers. Now, there are two purposes you supply water tankers for. One is if your permanent infrastructure is broken,
right,
you can't give clean water, such as the case of Hammanskraal.
Right.
Another instance is if, for instance, Mapleton trips and Rand Water can't supply you, and then just a temporary deployment. So what you want to do is eliminate as much of those permanent water tankers by giving people water in their taps. And I think Hammanskraal would have eliminated, I think, what, 40% of our permanent water tanker.
Wow.
Yeah, because you want to spend maybe half of that on the backup system.
And it's much cheaper to get water in the taps than to get water through water tankers.
Yeah.
Much cheaper.
So it's a different... But the problem is there are contracts in place, right?
Contracts in place, invested interests and so on.
Okay.
Yes.
And safety was an issue with the tankers as well.
Safety was an issue.
Not too long ago in Hammanskraal.
Yeah.
We are definitely going to talk about what happens next. Wat gebeur volgende? I know that Musi Maimane came out this weekend saying, no, we're not going to take this, right?
We are going to... Solly Msimanga, not Musi Maimane.
Solly said that we are not going to take this. We want to get you back in power. Is that even possible?
Well, Martin, the other folks who were so eager to get me out don't have a plan. You had Herman Mashaba saying at the council meeting, celebrating, we finally got rid of Brink. He said, we're going to have an Action SA mayor. And then the ANC coming out saying, no, Action SA is confused. You know? So the other folks don't have a plan. We have a plan. We have a team. We have a program of action. What we're going to do is field me as the mayoral candidate.
Okay.
And we're going to have discussions with other parties. Those parties are probably not going to include Action SA because I can't believe anything they say anymore. But then there's an option for those parties, including those in the government of national unity, to potentially reach a settlement. I can tell you now that at a national level, a lot of attempts were made to talk to the national leadership of the ANC to say to them, hold back on this motion of no confidence. You can't negotiate a coalition on the back of an envelope 2 seconds to midnight. Give us some time. Unfortunately, they pushed through with a motion of no confidence. And now we've set certain ultimatums to say we can talk, because there's also deals to be made in Ekurhuleni, Etiqueni, Nelson Mandela Bay. We can talk, but reverse the damage that you've done.
Okay.
Here.
Don't they have a plan, or don't you know what their plan is?
I honestly don't think that there's a coherent plan. There are intentions. So Mr. Lesufi, you mentioned before, he talks in terms of how many metros can we get back for the ANC? You know? Great, that's a nice game to play, but what are you going to do with the power? What are you actually going to deliver? Action SA want the mayoral candidate. They want to reposition themselves. They did very badly. So you've got a lot of intentions, but you mix them together in a pot, and that brew that comes out of there just doesn't make any sense.
I see questions coming in for Salia. Yes, bye-bye, welcome. As always, you're very, very welcome. So please keep them coming in. 084-850-0942. Any questions for Salia Brink, our guest, live in studio this morning. More in the news coming up.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
Salia Brink, our guest in studio this morning, survived a vote of no confidence. Was it in July, I think it was, around there?
They never brought it. They withdrew the motion twice, and then third time, lucky for them.
Herman Mashaba was key in that.
Yes.
As this time round. The last time I heard Herman Mashaba speak out quite passionately was, I think he said something along the lines of, "I will never work with the ANC."
Well, he said that, and he's been taken to task about that. But 2 months ago, Action SA said it would be opportunistic for the ANC to bring this motion, and it would be catastrophic. It will cause political instability.
But then,
they voted for the motion.
So then, what's happened? I'm so confused. How are you flip flopping?
What did you say to this man?
Yes.
What did you do?
Well, listen, as I mentioned, we had cleared all the disputes. I had a good working relationship with Action SA's Deputy Mayor, Nasipi Moya. I think what happened is, because Action SA did so badly in the general election, Mr. Mashaba feared that if this government were to succeed, if we solve Hammanskraal Water, if we turn around the finances, if we gradually improve service delivery, that the voters of Tshwane would not credit Action SA if there was a DA mayor. So the game is, get an Action SA mayor, and then they can cut the ribbons of the stuff that we've been doing. But that's false thinking, because you've got to sustain a certain program of action to actually continue delivering on those projects.
What do you think is going to happen next? Who could be the next mayor of Tshwane?
I have absolutely no idea. There is a chance that it could be me again. I know it's a slim chance, because the ANC proceeded with a motion, even though they had the option not to.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult to say. But Martin, what is important is these folks can still take what we've done and continue with it. So if they want to cut the ribbons, if that's what they want to do, that's great. And if they can sustain what we've done, but the chances that they are going to try and mess it up. And that's why I'm going nowhere. I'm not going to Parliament. I'm not leaving the city council. I'll take up my seat in the opposition, and we'll fight to maintain the progress that we've achieved.
Well, that answers my question, because I was going to ask, if you don't get back in the seat as mayor, what will you do? So you're not going anywhere.
I'll have my sight on three things. One, stop the independent professional folks that we've recruited from across the country that came to Tshwane with the hope that there would be a capable administration to protect them from political vengeance, from being replaced by cadres, essentially. Because those folks that we've appointed don't wear the political membership card of any party. The second thing is obviously Hammanskraal Water, that they don't screw that up. The third thing is the action taken against officials implicated in the Rooiwaal tender, as well as the action taken to get Sodi and his associates blacklisted. If they touch any of those three things, we will fight like hell.
Who's running the city right now? Who's in your office this morning?
The deputy mayor from Action SA. We created that deputy mayor position for the purpose of power sharing.
And you got along?
Yes, we did. We did get along very well. Obviously, I think Mr. Mashaba will now tell her to say bad things about me, although she hasn't done so. She is now the acting mayor, but she doesn't have certain powers to appoint a mayoral committee. So you don't have a team of people, political leaders, looking at water and electricity, city planning and so forth.
One thing you said when you were on the phone with us one morning that I enjoyed, and I still remember chatting to the team about it afterwards, was because it made sense in my mind, is appoint people in positions that aren't necessarily politically aligned. I think the person in question was the city manager, Johan?
Yes, Johan Mettler.
Johan Mettler. You said that he is appointed and not as a DA person.
Absolutely not. So not politically.
He was just appointed because he was the best guy for the job at that point.
He was the best guy for the job. And interestingly, he was brought to Nelson Mandela Bay by previous minister Pravin Gordhan as an official of National Treasury to go and fix Nelson Mandela Bay. And when there was a change of mayors, when Athol Trollope was removed from power, that coalition of corruption, as we characterize them, went after Mettler. They removed him from his position as city manager because he was the stumbling block to a program of corruption. Now he's in Tshwane. I think he knows how to fight this kind of thing, but we will be fighting for him. Not because he's political, but exactly because he's not political. Because that is what you need to fix an administration.
Who else stands a chance of now being disrupted and losing their jobs at this stage because you're out?
So the political support staff, but that can always be expected. You know, you've got your spokesperson, your advisor, researcher, chief of staff. Those contracts are linked to a office bearer's term in office, but that's what should happen. You know, if you're a political appointee, if the principal is removed, that follows. But Mettler and his team, new head of finance, new head of infrastructure, new head of Metro Police, new head of emergency services, support services, many of them people from outside of the city, those aren't political appointees. They are gradually changing the culture of the institution, and it's important that their positions be protected. Of course, if they commit misconduct, they must face the consequences, but they mustn't be removed just because there's a change of mayors.
So it is very disruptive.
It is exceptionally disruptive.
Well, we've seen it on the Johannesburg side. I think the whole country saw it there. Every time a new mayor comes in, it must be disruptive, obviously. What do you say to the people that are... Because a lot of things are obviously coming out as politics. That you haven't paid people. People weren't paid. And this happens and that happens. And there were a lot of disgruntled employees and stuff that are very happy now to see the back of you. What is your reply to that?
So you have a number of municipalities in the Free State. I always use that example because there's just so many basket case municipalities there who were very eager to pay the salary increases last year. They didn't apply for exemption like the city of Tshwane, and now they can't make payroll. They literally pay their people like they pay Eskom when there's money in the bank. They take their pension contributions to fund operational expenditure. That's theft.
Oh.
That's what happens in a majority of municipalities in the Free State and a lot in the Northwest and Mpumalanga and so forth. Now, how do you stop that from happening? You make difficult decisions. You say, folks, we want to pay you on the 25th of every month. That's incredibly important. We can't do salary increases this year. We're going to apply for exemption. And you know what, Martin? This year, we were able to sign up to that collective agreement to pay salary increases because last year we made the difficult decisions.
Unpopular decisions.
Unpopular decisions. And that's what politics and leadership is about. You know, this whole thing about if you want to be popular, sell ice cream or give it away for free. Don't run a major metro that's had political instability for the past 8 years, financial issues. You have to have the capacity to deal with pressure and to make unpopular but necessary decisions.
Question in on 084 850 0942 for Silje Brink, as guest in studio this morning.
Ek het graag 'n vraag vir Silje Brink. In sy siening, wat dink hy gaan hulle verskillend kan doen in die parlement as wat hy nie kon nie?
Whoever comes and takes over from you, if you don't get back, what could they do differently and better?
So as hy verwys na hulle, dis nou die mense wat die mosie van wantrou ondersteun het. Ek dink die enigste uitweg wat lê het is wat ons reeds mee begin het om dit voort te sit. Take the stuff we've already done, put in place, financial recovery, better audit outcome. We've appointed qualified non-political people. We've made progress on Hammanskraal water. And Martin, this is something I think the folks listening to Jack Randa feel especially passionate about. Continue with our public lighting program, because I know we have to fix the streetlights. It's an issue of safety. It's an issue of order. We've made significant progress there. So those are the options if folks want to succeed. The problem is if that is not the intention. If the intention is to use this financial recovery to loot, or to use the positions of power to, you know, get access to or to buy delegates to party congresses and so forth. But I want to just reassure folks again, I'm going nowhere. My team are going nowhere. We'll make sure that if there are abuses, that there's a fight back.
We're going to wrap it up shortly with Celia Brink. Final chance to ask him a question on 084-850-0942. You brought up the issue of streetlights. You've also used a word like sabotage in the past. You're not the only person who has done that. I want to know more about that coming up next.
Breakfast with Martin Besser. 6 to 9 weekdays, Jacaranda FM.
Our special guest in studio this morning is Celia Brink. Just lost the vote of confidence, voted out as executive mayor of Tshwane last week. Let's just quickly regroup here. So what the ANC actually came forward and tabled the vote of no confidence, supporting the idea that was brought up by Herman Mashaba and Action SA, am I right? Hoping that what would happen?
Yeah.
We spoke about it now, Felicity raised it earlier. What were they hoping for, that someone from Action SA would be a mayor?
I think that is what Action SA hoped, and I think that is what the Lesufi faction of the ANC sort of suggested to them.
Okay.
That this is what's going to happen, and then the moment that happened, the ANC announced, oh no, we haven't agreed to an Action SA mayor.
Oh dear. Now, could that mean that they might change their tune and support you again?
The key is...
I'm talking about whiplash here. The rest of us are just trying to keep up. Yeah. Because let me tell you something. Now, when we see the word coalition, okay, the word coalition is now on our bad word list as voters.
Yeah. And the bad thing is, Martin, you're only going to have coalitions from now on. There's no one party that's going to get a majority in the metros. So that is what makes it so incredibly disappointing. But to your question, the ANC can decide to reverse the damage that has been done. They can think, we want the government of national unity to succeed, despite what Mr. Lesufi wants. He doesn't want a government of national unity. He prefers an ANC EFF MK stitch up over what we've done at national level. So we want the cities to succeed. We want our capital city to succeed, where the president drives, you know, from Waterkloof Air Force Base to the Union Buildings. We want those streets to be sound. We want progress there. And so let us reach an agreement. But it's going to be incredibly difficult given what has transpired. But you know what, Martin? We're in politics to make a difference, not to be hand-wringing victims of circumstance. And I really just want people not to lose faith. Because if you opt out, if you say, oh no, I'm not going to vote because they screwed up my vote the last time. If you do that, you empower the folks who want to create chaos. Don't lose faith in the system. Don't opt out. Don't check out.
Ms. Lesufi said over the weekend very clearly that this narrative or idea that the government of national unity can only be if the DA is there is nonsense.
Well, can he count? You know, because if you put 40%, which the ANC got, that's not enough to elect a president. In fact, Mr. Lesufi was elected with a DA vote. I mean, the biggest regret, I suppose, in the world. But the understanding was we vote for the president and then we get a deal where we have a seat at the decision-making table. It's not a gun to the head. You make certain compromises and so forth. But, you know, numbers speaking, the 40% needs the 20% in order to form a stable government. The same is true in Gauteng. We need each other. So let's look at a common ground. The common ground is get the economy growing, get people into work, make responsible decisions. And I think there are many people out there. If you ask your average DA supporter, who do you want the DA to work with? Or if you ask your average ANC supporter, who do you want the ANC to work with? The majority of those folks say those two parties must work together because they're the biggest.
The ANC and the DA.
Yes. Those two parties hold the key to stability and effective decision making.
Solim Simanga said very clearly, we're not going to let this happen. Is there a chance that you can go back as mayor?
There's a slim chance, but there is a chance. And we will fight to win.
And for that to happen, the ANC now have to change their tune within a week.
The ANC simply need to decide what do they want for the country. Do they want the metros to work? Do they want the spirit of the GNU to be extended to the metros? Or do they want to leave it to Mr. Lesufi and not know what's going to happen from there.
By the way, how did your life change in a week? I mean, did you give the chain back and then what?
You know what, Martin? I never put the chain on.
Oh, ever?
Yeah, even last never. Time he didn't have.
Yeah, I didn't.
We asked him to bring it.
We put it in the Pretoria Art Museum because it's not something you know. Do very often.
Oh, come on, it's bling.
So maybe the next time around I'll put it on quite early. Before they remove me again.
Did you have to give a car back?
It's never your car. The folks pick you up at home, so now I just have to drive myself.
Drive yourself, yeah.
You know, and driving is a bit of a perishable skill. So, but it's fine.
Watch out,
I've driven myself before.
He's getting back in his car. He's going back to Pretoria.
I'm getting back in my MP200 Nissan Bucky. And you lose the folks who help you with scheduling and media interviews and so on. So. You know, at least I responded to Megan's message in time to be here.
Thank you for driving yourself here. Thank you for spending time with us and speaking to us this morning. I do think at the end of the day, information is power. Mm. I think the more people know about stuff. I was going to ask you about the sabotage, but I've got news now. If you don't mind, just hang for me just for 5 minutes.
Sure.
Because there's something that confuses me as a resident of Tshwane side. You talk about streetlights and they go down. What happens? Why? We're going to talk about that in a moment. Gerrie, om net daar in nie, nee. Gaan ons weer net aanpraat. Ek wil net gou vir hom vra daaroor. Before I wrap up and he gets back in his bucky.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.
We're having a fat chat with him, yes, Celia Brink, who just got, voted out of his position as executive mayor of Tshwane. And just wrapping it with you, Celia, thanks again for your time. By the way, what does the president say about all of this? I mean, have you heard from Cyril Ramaphosa?
Well, I don't think it's a bit above my job grade to speak to the president. That's for the leadership of the party. But I do think that John Steenhuisen will be reaching out to the president. Obviously, you know, this whole thing of, oh, Mr. President, please save the mayor of Tshwane. It's not about that. It's about the willingness to take co-responsibility for governing the city. It's not about saving anyone.
But if he could, he would have done that with Joburg, surely.
Yes.
But if you're the president of the country and you see that all these political games is now voting junior people, with all due respect, into very big, important decisions for the continent, running big, big, big cities. Is there not a way of you stepping in and going, what's happening?
Well, the ANC's leadership will have to decide that, as I said. I mean, what do you want? Do you want the metros to work? Well, then let's reach a settlement. And I think the metros, as I mentioned, are key to the GNU's objectives.
Something I wanted to ask you just now, and ask you to hang around just to answer me this. We often hear politicians throw around power words that gets most of the people in the country going, oh, okay, as an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to power-related problems, substations, we've heard the word thrown around, water, streetlights, the word is sabotage. Mm. What does that sabotage look like? Who does what? So you fix a streetlight, and then where does sabotage come into?
So you have to be very careful not to overuse that word because it becomes like a cover story for all sorts of things that could potentially go wrong. Let me use streetlights, for example. If you've got a contractor in place that gets paid for how many streetlights the contractor fixes, there's a perverse incentive there. Mm. There's an incentive to fix the same streetlights over and over again. Mm. And so you also have incentives with water tankers. If you've got water in the taps, if your reticulation infrastructure is working, that's bad business for them. Mm. And so how do you fix that? By getting a good administration that has integrity, that has a system in place. Mm. So streetlights, what you want is to have as many of your own people working on streetlights, not dependent on contractors. And that's what we were doing in the city of Tshwane, building a public lighting team. And then you monitor where you have to use contractors. You monitor very carefully. Check, you know, are you fixing it on Lenshin for the third time this year now? Then you know there's trouble. So to govern a metro with a budget of about 50 billion, you have to know what is going on. You have to plug all of the holes and see the game plans of folks who want to screw you over. Because it's not you, it's the residents who pay for these services.
Yes. Yeah, at the end of the day. I'm not going to hold you to it, but what is your prediction? What could happen? Who could take over your job? What are your chances of getting back in there? And how's it going to unfold? What is the timeline?
I'm going to be very precise about this. Yes. I think there's about a 30% chance that I could be back as mayor. But you know what? We've seen these things in South Africa before. We are the folks that win with 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even if I win with one vote, it is worth the fight.
You could pass math with 30.
You wouldn't want to hire anybody who got 30% for I won't tell you what I got for that.
Is there a name that's being thrown around? Is there a favorite?
No, that is the thing.
Are you serious? Are you honest with me?
Can I tell you a story? So George Machila, the regional secretary of the ANC, was on TV last night, and he was given a name. A guy by the name of Khosi Maepa, who works for Panyaza Lesufi. And we all know who Khosi Maepa was. And George Machila's answer was, who's Khosi Maepa? He knows very well who Khosi Maepa is. But that just gives you an indication that these folks don't know. So I'm not going to hazard a guess. I'm fighting to be the mayor again.
30% for the win. Listen, next time you come in, bring that chain. We do like bling.
Yes, absolutely.
So, dear Brung, thank you for your time. Bye. Dank vir jou tyd. Waardeer dit. Alles van die beste.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.